Joined now by the four automatic qualifiers from Knoxville Boys track and field team, Kobe Higginbotham, Caden McGill, Austin Washington, and TJ DeYoung. TJ, I'll start with you. Started with the long jump for you, and you added a few more events. You told me at the beginning of the season, this is reach for the stars because the big prize is here, and, well, you're going to go to the Blue Oval in a few events.
Yes, sir. Like I said at the beginning of the season, I had high hopes for this season, and I've been working day in, day out, just to grind and grind. And I could say I came ready to run today. I was ready to compete with all these kids. It's a great competition at this district. Me personally, I think it's one of the hardest districts in 3A. And for us to come out here and get 9-10 events to state is something spectacular.
And, you know, maybe more on the at-larges. We'll know later on. Kobe, congrats in that 110 high hurdles. And, you know, a little controversy on the start because the Bondurant kid false started. But, you know, he's like, hey, I don't care. I'm going to do this anyway.
Yes, I went into that a little nervous. But, like, at the end, it ended in my favor. I ran a PR, and, I mean, I went to state in that. So that's just super exciting.
Caden, part of the 4x400, and what's that mean for that event? I think you guys are really wanting that event to get in.
Yeah, this is definitely one that we were looking at, that not only to get to state, but maybe place at state. And I mean, we've all been working our tails off all year, like TJ said, and tonight, I mean, we all just, lack better words, we had a hell of a race.
And Austin, what's your thoughts on going to the Blue Oval? That's a pretty special thing to do.
I'm really hyped about it. This is a really good 4x4 group, and I'm just really hyped about state.
And Cole Carter snuck in here in the 400 hurdles. You've been talking to me all year about that event, and you really wanted to get in, and now you're going to be on the Blue Oval running the most grueling event in track and field.
You know, I love that event so much. I hated it at first when I started doing it. Now I just have the passion for it. I love that so much, and now I'm just ready. I'm just hyped up, ready to see how I do on the Blue Oval.
All right, I want to go around. Start with Kobe here. Realistic goals for each event you're in.
Well, for the 4x4, I want us to get like maybe 3:24. I think we can definitely get that. If I can run a little better leg. I mean, I was the slowest leg out of everybody, and everybody really, really did great, and I loved that. And then the 110 highs, I don't know, maybe like a 15-2. I think that would be amazing.
Oh, like Kobe said, that 4x4 gets down to 3:24. I don't think it's unrealistic to say we could get top five at state. Have to run a little bit better than we did tonight, but there's room for improvement.
Yeah, like McGill said, there's always room for improvement. So maybe we could even get a 3:23, and I would really like to improve my 400. So
four hurdles, I'm actually going for that school record. So I'm trying to get that 54.04, trying to beat that. So that's a goal for me.
Well, I mean, nothing's really changed this season, like you said. I always shoot for the stars. I don't care how big the goal is. So I'm really looking forward to medaling in all three of the events I made it in. So it'll be one way to go out my senior year.
Guys, congratulations. Best luck next week.